This is a CK to Z news update.
Construction has begun on a new housing complex in Powell River to provide affordable homes for families and seniors with low to moderate incomes. The new project is creating 24 rental units in the form of 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units within 2 townhouses and 2 apartment blocks. Each building will be outfitted with a communal laundry room and multipurpose room, as well as an outdoor children's play area. BC Housing has successfully relocated previous site residents to other affordable homes in the community from their 8 single-family cottages that the new project is replacing. The displaced residents will be offered the option of moving back into the new complex once construction is completed. The timeline is currently projected for summer 2022. The project is located at 6635 Cranberry Street, Cranberry Place, and tenancy as well as maintenance will be managed by Life Cycle Housing Society. The Society's president, Francis Ladrett, said, "This development represents an impressive collaborative effort in true CAFID fashion. It is the result of assistance and support from many, including the La'amin Nation, which agreed to transfer a crown lot to enlarge the total site, BC Housing, City Council and Planning Staff, CAFID Regional District, our design and build team of Spanny Developments and Mobius Architecture, Vesta Consultants, and, of course, our existing Cranberry residents who agreed to have their lives disrupted. We thank them all." CAFID is a word in the Comox language of the La'amin Nation and means working together. In 2018, CAFID replaced Powell River as the name of the district. The province bestowed the project with a grant of approximately $2.5 million through the Community Housing Fund, and BC Housing has committed upwards of $151,000 as an annual operating subsidy. Life Cycle Housing Society manages several other affordable housing properties, including a complex of 40 studio units located at 4910 Joyce Avenue in Powell River. The latter is funded through the Rapid Response to Homelessness Program under the umbrella of BC Housing. Lyft Community Services provides 24/7 support to the Joyce Avenue tenants, such as outreach workers, wellness checks, life skills training, employment assistance, connection and referral to community services and support groups, as stated on their website. A third affordable housing project in Powell River is expected to be operational by this fall and is located at 4872 Ontario Avenue. Low-income families and seniors will occupy more than 40 homes ranging from 1 to 3 bedrooms in this 4-story building. 4 of the 2-bedroom units are fully accessible to people with disabilities. The province has partnered in this undertaking with the Powell River Inclusive Housing Society, who will be responsible for ongoing management of the property. Communal spaces include an indoor multipurpose room with kitchen, as well as a playground, picnic area, community garden, and the basketball court outdoors. Nicholas Simons, MLA for Powell River Sunshine Coast, has emphasized the need for affordable housing in the municipality so that current residents can stay in their community. A press release on August 12th announced that the City of Powell River, in partnership with the CAFID Regional District and La'amin Nation, received an additional $772,199 through the Regional Social Planning Program to support unsheltered homeless people, who are at least 80 individuals.